Shivai Bashar.
And to you, Shivai.
Greetings, old friend. During our last interaction, my question to you is about our government, and you
said we talked about the idea of the difference between a republic and a democracy. Yes.
No, no, but you said we are.
You are our government. You are your government.
Our government appears to be. My question is in several parts.
Yes.
Having to do with the Illuminati bankers, and the fact that it appears very clear at this point, with no doubt, that there are forces that have seized control that are out to
stop,
kill large
numbers
of people.
Stop. One of the other things in terms of information that will no longer be coming through this terminal will be the support of fearful theories.
It's not a theory.
Stop. What we are saying is we understand that people like you're describing exist. We understand that people on your planet have those kinds of intentions. But the point we made is that you all put them there. So if you don't want them there, remove them. Empower yourselves to empower them to be true people and not people acting out of fear. And remember, again, there is no just one world. You are constantly shifting to different parallel realities. So whatever vibrational state you choose to be in is going to ultimately be the parallel earth you will experience. If you keep focusing on the idea of those who are trying to control and focusing on the ideas of fear, that will be the kind of world you will experience. But at the very same time, the people that focus on the idea of self-empowerment will ultimately, at the same time, experience another parallel earth where no such people exist.
Well, isn't everybody in this room experiencing the same reality at
this time? No, that's the point that you're missing. They're not. You are experiencing similar realities by agreement, but they're actually not the same.
So is there people in this room that don't have any clue and won't be affected at all by the FEMA camps, the 78 million coffins that our government has already ordered?
There are those that will be affected by it because they choose to live in fear. There are those that will never see it because...
Wait, this conference is being recorded.
All right, welcome. This is Monday, May 21st, on BBS Radio and on our conference call. Do we have some people on the conference call online? You guys hear me on the conference call?
Yo!
Hey, Wayne.
I can hear you, Wayne.
Do you hear us?
Yep, okay. We can hear you.
Now, is Terry there?
I'm here.
Did you say anything, Terry?
No.
No. Okay. All right. We're going to go right into this. We're going to continue. Last week's topic is the positive really winning. And I'm just curious. How many? I'll just do a quick preamble. Not long, because I want to get right into the meat of the show. There's this idea that the Illuminati's defeated, the positive's winning, they're liberated, the bad guys are going to get locked up. Even David Wilcock is saying that. And all we got to do is sit back and relax. And that's in general not the information I've been getting. But how do you figure out who to trust? I mean, you know, if somebody says something, how do you know whether you can trust them or not? So I start off by saying, don't trust me. Test me. I test myself. I look for things. I cross-reference things. And it's amazing how the universe keeps providing materials to me that kind of keep validating the stuff I come up with or the points of view that seem to make the most sense. Are you there, Terry? You're there, right?
I'm here.
Now, like, for example, Of course, I wrote the book about David Wilcock, and David usually introduces his material or often says, my dreams have validated this, or my dreams have said this is true. Now, of course, because David was Edgar Casey in his past life, there's a great predisposition. Hang on a second, I'm going to mute everybody.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, there's a predisposition to think, well, if Edgar Casey, David doesn't know what's going on.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
Then who can we trust? Well, in the book, it said that both, in the book I wrote, it said both Edgar Casey and David Wilcock both had negative sources at different times. And last week we talked about that to some extent. And that I've always said in any channeling, it is always possible to have a negative source come through. And that's why I say to you, don't believe our channelings and just watch them over time. And that's why Carla Ruckert says, if you want to avoid having a negative source, only ask questions that are universal truths, things that are true 10,000 years from now or 10,000 years past, like how the universe works, or etc. So when you ask a question which is temporal, in time, what's going to happen next week, what's going to happen in 2 weeks, and particularly if you ask it and you have the intent of some kind of empowerment because you're going to know the future, very chances are highly probable or certainly up there of getting a negative source. And if you have any attachment to how people are thinking of you, keeping your audience, keeping the crowd connected to you, then you always have to keep up with coming up with new things so that people are always interested in coming back. And I do my best to avoid those temptations, and we've been doing this now, and there's people that keep coming back, and we don't have new things all the time. In fact, every Sunday, which is our most popular call, we do the same thing every Sunday. And what I've learned, it's not about the information, it's about the energy on the call. But if you get the energy on the call, heck, who cares about the information? Now, certain times there's information that could be very valuable. Like, is there an earthquake going to hit your city tomorrow? I mean, it might be good to take a ride into the country that day. If we knew that, and of course if we knew that, we would tell you. And maybe if we knew it and we got on the phone and did put it in the grid healing, it wouldn't happen. And you see how convoluted it is. So, for example, I had discovered a video today of David Wilcock interviewing somebody. He was talking about all this gold stuff. By the way, I should say that I think that David has some great spiritually uplifting things on his website. And if you go deep enough into it, you'll find meditations. He doesn't call it Ra anymore. He calls it management or ETs. And I think he just wanted to distinguish himself from past uses of the word Ra. And I hope it, but of course, again, is it Ra? Is that who's talking to him? I haven't studied his work to say I feel the resonance of that. So I hope it is. But I believe somewhere in the context of his work, there's really a lot of positive stuff. And on the other hand, he's talking about mass arrests, economic overthrow, et cetera, et cetera. And he's getting this information from talking to people who are, quote unquote, insiders. So is it correct or isn't it correct? Well, it just so happens that Terry and I, well, first of all, just in David's track record, over the past 10 years. He's made some major boo-boos. He talked about disclosure coming on a certain date. He talked about mass arrests coming on a certain date, mass arrests of the negative. And in the year 2000, I don't keep tabs of all these. These are just the things that came to my attention. In the year 2000, his website was called Ascension 2000, and the implication was we were all going to ascend in the year 2000. So David can certainly make mistakes, and it's okay that he makes mistakes because everybody makes mistakes. But if somebody makes mistakes and they come out and they say something is going to happen, then I'm not sure you should assume that it's going to happen. You know, on the videos we did, the video project, which I sent out, there was one called The Downside of Hope, which is very good, where they talk about this. They say, if you're going to be spiritually evolving, you have to be actively involved one way or another in your own life. And sitting around waiting for something to happen to save you is counterproductive. Even if something positive does happen down the road, it's like if you're not in the middle of your own life, that's not going to change it. So people who are saying, let's wait for ETs to land, let's wait, there's something called Nisara, where all debt is going to be released. Let's wait for Nisara, and we'll be financially free. Let's wait for Jesus. Waiting is not a creative act. It's a passive act, and there's no energy in waiting. So if you're in the posturing of waiting, then you might consider reviewing that, because that is not going to shift your energies. And in fact, if your energies are going to shift, it has to come from inside you. It can't come from some external source that's saving you, okay? And some external force can support what's going on inside you. But if you notice our sources, they don't take away our power, ever. That's one of the things that has led me to trust this work and to trust what comes through Terry over and over again, because they don't take over our power. They're always supporting us where we are in our own growth. When we first started talking to them, I expected them to, well, just tell me what to do. If you're who you say you are, I certainly want to help. Tell me what to do. They never told me what to do. And quite frankly, I'm not sure they know exactly what to do. They know how to help us. They know how to support us in things we do, as long as our intent is high. But they don't tell us what to do, because that would turn us into a follower. It would turn us into not coming from our own center. And, you know, when somebody starts telling you what to do, they become enslaved as well as you. I don't know if you understand that, but they have to keep worrying about you. What are you doing now? Let me tell you what to do now. Let me tell you what to do now. And who wants to do that, at least for all eternity? We might do it to help somebody through a given time, but not through all eternity. Well, so are the positive winning? That's going to be our topic. I'm going to be sure to give time to do some channeling. But interestingly enough, I found a I don't usually play channelings of anybody else. And I found a channeling of someone that I've been exposed to before. And I am not in the position to say everything that comes through that channel is positive. But I found one that kind of addressed this topic. And I sent the audio, to BBS. We're going to play it. Not yet, just a moment. I hope Doug is listening. And it's from a channel by the name, the channel source is named Bashar. And the person that's doing the channel is named Daryl Anka. and you'll see that Bashar is nothing like our sources, and comes in like a ton of bricks, really powerful. Seems to me it's not a group soul energy. It seems like it's an individual high soul that's highly intended, trying to contribute into this realm. And there was, I'm going to have Doug play this, because many of the things he was saying are things that have come through our channelings. Like, there are parallel worlds going on right now. And you have to position your energy in one of those worlds, and that's the world you're going to end up in. And it's another way of saying graduation, okay? If you position yourself at a high enough level, you end up graduating this realm. But there's a multiplicity of other choices. And if you are sitting in fear that you're going to starve to death, that you're going to run out of money, the New World Order is coming, da-da-da-da-da, you'll end up in that world. That's the implication of what he said. So, Doug, if you are ready, and I hope you're listening, you can play that session. It's a pretty short session. Go ahead. Uh-oh. Hello, Doug.
Shivai Bashar.
And you, Shivai.
Greetings, old friend. During our last interaction, my question to you is about our government.
Vin, you want me to call BBS?
Well, we just heard the beginning of that and then it left, right? Mm-hmm. Doug, are you there?
This is the town center.
Are you going to play? It is. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to play it, okay? I don't know what happened because they started playing it. Let me just play a little bit and make sure you can hear it.
Greetings, old friend. During our last interaction, my question to you was about our government.
In a republic and a democracy. Yes.
No, no, but you said we are.
You are our
government.
You are your government.
Our government appears to be, and my question is several times, having to do with the Illuminati bankers and...
Can you hear that, guys?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll just let it run. Uh-oh.
The fact that it appears very clear at this point, with no doubt, that there are forces that have control that are out to
stop.
Stop. One of the other...
What is that? Okay, why don't you play it from your end, because I'm having a lot of trouble here. Go ahead.
Shivai Bashar.
And you, Shivai.
Greetings, old friend. During our last interaction, my question to you was about our government. And you
yes,
said
we talked about the idea of the difference between
government.
A republic and a democracy. Yes, yes, yes.
No, but you said we are.
You are our
government.
Our
government.
You are
well,
your government.
Our government appears to be, my question is in several
yes,
parts.
Yes.
Having to do with the Illuminati bankers and the fact that it appears very clear
yes.
at this point, with no doubt, that there are forces that have seized control that are out to
stop. Stop. One of the other things in terms of information that will no longer be coming through this terminal will be the support of fearful theories.
It's not a theory.
Stop. What we are saying is we understand that people like you're describing exist. We understand that people on your planet have those kinds of intentions. But the point we made is that you all put them there. So if you don't want them there, remove them. Empower yourselves to empower them to be true people and not people acting out of fear. And remember, again, there is no just one world. You are constantly shifting to different parallel realities. So whatever vibrational state you choose to be in is going to ultimately be the parallel earth you will experience. If you keep focusing on the idea of those who are trying to control and focusing on the ideas of fear, that will be the kind of world you will experience. But at the very same time, the people that focus on the idea of self-empowerment will ultimately, at the same time, experience another parallel earth where no such people exist.
Well, isn't everybody in this room experiencing the same reality at this time?
No, that's the point that you're missing. They're not. You are experiencing similar realities by agreement, but they're actually not the same.
So is there people in this room that don't have any clue and won't be affected at all by the FEMA camps, the 78 million coffins that our government has already ordered?
There are those
American
that will
citizens.
Be affected by it because they choose to live in fear. There are those that will never see it because they don't. It's that literal.
Can you share with us if the population of the planet is going to be significantly reduced?
Which
this
planet?
Year? Earth.
Which Earth?
This current reality, this
You're
current
missing
collection.
The point. You are shifting from parallel reality to parallel reality billions of times per second. Decide what reality you prefer. Some Earths will be depopulated. Some won't. Any variation of this idea that you can imagine is real. Shift to the one you prefer. They're all real. Shift to the one you prefer. Period. You understand? They're all real. Shift
yes
to the
no.
one you prefer.
Yes and no. I understand what you're saying.
No, you obviously
creation.
Don't.
You're right. I mean, I don't because I don't. I wish I knew how to shift to a world where
you are shifting. You are always shifting. The way you shift to the world you prefer with the energy you prefer is to be that energy yourself first and stop buying into the ideas of fear.
But I try and look at reality of the world around me and interpret it.
You are forgetting what we talked about in the sense that every single thing is fundamentally neutral and has no built-in meaning. It doesn't matter how it looks. Remember, the measure of the fact that you have changed is not based on whether the outside changes. It's based on whether your response to the outside changes, regardless if it looks the same. That's how you know you will not be affected by anything you don't prefer to be affected by. Because that's the energy state you've created, and it doesn't matter how it looks, and it doesn't matter what anyone else's intention is toward you. You cannot be affected by someone's intention until you believe you can be or choose to be.
So are there people in this reality right now that just looking back to the past were not affected and didn't have a negative result from all the actions that have been taken so far?
Yes. Wrap your mind around it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That is the end of that.
All callers are muted.
Hang on.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, I just unmuted everybody. I just want to see, do you guys have any comments about that? Is that a new idea?
Wow.
Pretty powerful.
Wow, is right.
Yeah,
right.
Wow. To the point.
Okay.
We just talked about this on Team Shift tonight.
All right. You know, those of you that are listening and that are listening on on BBS right now, or those of you who are listening to the replays, you know, we are creating so many opportunities for you to shift the reality, because
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I know there's somebody, some of you listening, who are sitting around estranged, feeling separated, and feeling really unworthy, okay? Now, I have learned, and I am sure this is true, that unworthiness is a program that has been imposed upon you over many lifetimes. Because when you feel unworthy, you can be controlled easily. Things can manipulate you. And you may have a lot of stories, and I have a lot of stories because I went through this, of feeling victimized. That's what happens when you're in the middle of unworthiness. How do you get out of unworthiness? That is what so many of our calls are addressing. But if you're just listening to our calls and being passive, and it's just entertainment, and then you go back to your life, you're not moving your energy. Are you on Team Shift, a group of people that meets every day and calls in the light and gets to know each other and gets to support each other, and they start to support each other in a higher reality system? You know, you are going to die. I'm sorry to say that. I'm going to say the truth of the matter is everyone on this call is going to die. And many of you are afraid of dying, because when you die, that is when the work you have done is going to kick in. That's when the decision's going to be made which reality you go to. And while you're alive, you have that opportunity to shift, to uplift, find ways to enter a higher reality in the expression of your own life. And I can't tell you how to do that, because if I did, it wouldn't be you doing it. You have to come up with it. You have to figure out how to create your day. Now, I know in that channeling of Bashar, it sounds as if you could just choose it. Okay, here's the way he sounds. He says, which reality are you choosing? Well, it's not so easy, because you're enmeshed in so many patterns. You're enmeshed in being hypnotized by this reality system. If you're watching TV every night and you use that to fill your mind because you're bored, I would say the chances are you're stuck. And turn off the TV. Oh, I'm going to feel empty. Well, go ahead and feel empty. Find some way to fill your time where you're co-creatively involved, rather than turning on the TV and being subjugated to the programming of the negative. You know, there was a whole chapter in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce about that, how TV is a manipulative, hypnotic source to keep you in a certain reality system. And we know this was not so obvious a few years ago, but if you're looking at any of the alternative reality websites out there, then you know that you're not getting the right news on TV. And you never have. It's always been a controlled medium. There are so many things, from movies to music, that I won't say every movie is in that way or every piece of music is in that way, so many of them are manipulated. And we can go do a YouTube search or a Google search, and you'll find out that people like Lady Gaga or Madonna or Britney Spears, that if you watch their music videos, they are filled with the symbolism of the Illuminati, filled with it. And you look at the themes, you know, it's decadence, it's sexuality, it's slavery. Look at the themes. And you can see, how did they produce that? Well, it was highly crafted, probably not by them, but by someone else who is using those things to keep everyone hypnotized. And there's not a lot of time. So, on that note, Terry, anything your conscious mind wants to say?
Oh, it's like I'm kind of almost in trance right now. So, no.
Okay. So let's go and we'll discuss some of this with our sources. We have about 20, at least 20 minutes, and we'll see some guidance and clarification on this these particular issues. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we await our sources to introduce themselves to us through Terry Brown.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We await you this evening or this day, wherever you may be located, whatever time zone, and whenever you listen to the call. Maybe on the replay or maybe on BBS Radio Archives. And we are mindful of your concerns, as the concerns have been laid out before you more and more by different people who are seeking to leave, to isolate, to uncover the truth of things. As it is obvious that there are differences between what has been presented, for instance, in the area of disclosure, and what is to you as you are beginning to be able to discern that there are other influences that are not being spoken of. For instance, and we tread lightly here concerning the options available to the different space programs that your governments have. We look at the individuals of Earth, and we see the desire for survival and the desire to increase and enhance welfare of their families and their life in the earth plane. And then we look at other influences who are concerned about the future and are looking at it from a very egoistic point of view to enhance their own survival above those of their fellow men. And we see that each individual has before them a path that extends into the past and what they have created, and created a takeoff point for their own future. A number of people are simply on a treadmill trying to keep up. And this has been by design to keep the people to a certain level of control. We take a look further and we see that there are parallel realities. As in the Bashar tape, this may not be totally clear how this can happen. However, if you look at the densities, you can see that each density is occurring at the same time. We ask that the host take the telephone to another area as it is causing interference. We take a look at the parallel realities that are available and occurring all at the same time on the different densities. At the top, we do not consider this ranking. This is a simple matter of an occurrence. We could call it an occurrence. We could call it a non-occurrence. This is an area that is outside of space and time. It is a very loving area, a very loving intelligence that is the fountain out of which creativity and love and life stem. And this encompasses and exists at the same time wherever and whenever an individual is. Wrapped in this existing in this area of non-existence, but of total love and total bliss, everyone within this framework is totally safe, totally loved, and has the opportunity of whatever density they are in to explore and to bring as best they can their ideas and their creativity to fruition. The things that we look at are the inclination, and we change the subject slightly here, the inclination of all beings within all the densities to wish, to strive, to bring harmony among all elements. As individuals at whatever level they are, take a look at the different aspects that they are confronted with and that they are using to build their life with their manifest life. And they look at all of these elements and choose what is of most significance to them to build a life that in some cases, is most harmonious for them and their survival. And in other cases, to build a life in which all can have a chance and can grow. If a person chooses the service to self route, there are technical reasons for this. In some cases, it is earlier damage that has skewed their reactions and their looks. But at a very deep level, it is still the effort of that complex, that composite being to within the individual self to achieve harmony. And it is within their own composite being that the problem is arising in service to self beings. We look at everyone everywhere, going back to the original theme of parallel densities, that everyone everywhere is wrapped within the love and the creativity of the all that is outside of space and time. And so even though they are lost somewhere in space and time and working through their issues, they are still held loved and safe, whether they are service to others or service to self. So when you ask if the positive has won, you need to look at the time period in which you are covering. Is it next week? Is it next year? Is it for 2012? Or where are you looking at this? Is it an ever ongoing evolution of individual souls and their growth processes and their struggles within whatever density they are finding themselves are working through? So in the long run, there is a struggle in each individual, whether service to self or service to others, to come to a harmony. And those are our comments.
Thank you. When Bashar talks about positive realities, or parallel realities, which is something that has come up in the past in our discussions, there is one way where he was saying, he was talking to the room and saying that each of you is having your own experience. Each of you, that would mean that each of everyone listening right now is having their own experience. And although we're all sharing the reality for the moment of being on the phone, being on the internet, and listening to this call, we're all in different realities. But in another sense, we're in different realities, but the physical reality is the same. Where is the point where these different realities actually separate so the physical reality that people experience becomes different?
It is within the own foundation of each and every individual, each and every individual's own foundation, that they build their life upon, and they to change and interlock with the society. It is at the point of manifestation of the individual and the individual's own creation of their own reality is where this starts. It is difficult for individuals who are within, say, a town, and within the town there is a reality that is pervasive within the area which the individual is living in, and this may color the individual's look at things as they sit or stand in their house. The other realities of the individuals within the town pervade that individual, and unless they are very strikingly making their own reality and able to put it out without being colored by their surroundings, they may have trouble with moving unconsciously into the reality of the town or the country. And so some of the individuals who are in the upper power structure know these things and can then slant the media to sway the individual consensus reality and put the people into a certain perspective that they have lost, and that this is going to take them over with vaccines or tsunamis or some disaster will take them over. And it places the individual, merely by hearing this, and a group of individuals hearing it all at one time, are placed into a consensus reality of having to then consider that. And then it makes it a little bit harder to get over the hump of assuming the parallel reality where this does not happen to them.
You know, I do know people in that situation. I know people who are in a circumstance where they're living with other people and they're very sensitive, and they keep picking up the vibrations of the people they're living with, and they care about those people, and they don't want to abandon them, and yet they keep falling into the reality system of the people they're living with or the people they care about. How does a person deal with this? If they abandon the person, they're going to feel guilty, most likely, and while they're in the middle of it, they feel inauthentic or difficulty in tapping in to their own sense of motivation and creativity.
Yes, we suggest that these people do exercises in being nonlinear and holding two positions at the same time, which then, if they hold the position of the person that they are living with and care about, and then they begin gradiently to establish their own position at the same time without feeling guilty about having totally absorbed the position of the person they're living with, but gradiently within their own sphere enter their own reality, their own creativity, their own look of how things are to be for them. And then when they are able to hold both views or even more views, when there is a third view of the media or the town or a fourth view, and when they are able to look at things more with a nonlinear view, then they can begin to even include the look of outside of duality, outside of time-space. space and the love and creativity that is placed into the manifest realm by the infinite intelligence that is outside of space and time, then as they begin to be able to hold all of these views, then they can move back and forth and can choose more easily at any one time where they want to end up.
So in other words, the person can hold all the realities simultaneously and move into the one that fits without getting trapped into it. Move into it and move out of it from a higher perspective. They can learn how to do that, yes?
That is correct.
Okay. And I'm sure people are thinking, okay, I want to do that. How can they learn how to do that?
First of all, is observation. They can observe how they feel after a broadcast on the media that appears to be discouraging, say, on economic issues. They can observe how they feel after their partner explains the dire circumstances that the family's in financially. They can see how they feel when they assume the viewpoint of that other party. And then they can make, create another viewpoint, a hope, that a plan, a way, a creative way, even if it is just the putting there of financial stability for the family, and hold that idea of financial stability at the same time as looking at the dire circumstance of the family. And then by holding the financial stability ideal goal for the family, then all of a sudden they can begin to think in terms of financial stability. And then they begin to notice that there are jobs out there that they could do that would begin to change the financial stability of the family. The first thing in changing something is to put what you want there, and then it can begin to attract those things that you want to it. You just polarize yourself to look for that, and suddenly you begin to lift out of your depression and see that there is another road.
Thank you so much. You know, it's time to end our call now. It's 6:56. Thank you so much for your clarifications tonight. I'll give you a short moment to say goodbye to everybody, and then we'll close this call.
We see tremendous opportunity for growth and for knowledge of how to establish control into your life. And with this, establish your own sense of creativity and ability to move on your path with certainty, and how to establish certainty and how to integrate with the higher realms and to bring the love and the light and the creativity from the higher realms into your life to lighten your load and the loads of the people around you. We are with you, Adonai.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody who's listening tonight. Thank you, BBS, and thank you, Bashar, for being the stimulation to start this call this evening. And we'll see some of you on Wednesday, where you can submit questions, your own questions, and and we're honored to answer them. That's questions@messageaday.net. And don't think anything is too stupid to ask, all right? If it is, I'll let you know. But in most cases, they can even take simple questions and give profound wisdom. So we'll see you next time.
To stop conference recording, press 1. Your conference recording has stopped. All callers are muted.